Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Deva Sudevaya.
Namo Deva Sudevaya.
Ayata.
Ayata.
Yamas.
Yamas.
Tasyasan.
Tasyasan.
Yama.
Yama.
Svatam. Svantara.
Svantara.
Yapanaha.
Yapanaha.
Shinvato.
Shinvato.
Dhyayato.
Dhyayato.
Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Karvato.
Kurvato.
Bruvata.
Bruvata.
Kata.
Kata.
Ayata. Yamas. Tasyasan.
Ayata. Yamas. Tasyasan.
Yamas. Vantarayapanaha.
Yamas. Vantarayapanaha.
Shinvato. Dhyayato. Vishnu.
Shinvato.
Kurvato bruvata kataha.
Kurvato bruvata kataha.
Ayata yamas tasyasam.
Ayata yamas tasyasam.
Yamak svantaraya panaha.
Yamak svantaraya panaha.
Shinvato dhyayato vishno.
Shinvato dhyayato vishno.
Kurvato bruvata kataha.
Kurvato bruvata kataha.
Ayata Yamaha.
Ayata Yamaha.
Time never lost.
Time never lost.
Tasya.
Tasya.
Of Manu.
Of Manu.
Asam.
Asam.
Were.
Were.
Yamaha.
Yamaha.
The hours.
The hours.
Svantara.
Svantara.
His duration of life.
His duration of life.
Yapanaha.
Yapanaha.
Bringing to an end.
Shrinvataha.
Hearing.
Hearing.
Jayataha.
Jayataha.
Contemplating.
Contemplating.
Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Of Lord Vishnu.
Of Lord Vishnu.
Kurvataha.
Kurvataha.
Acting.
Acting.
Bruvataha.
Bruvataha.
Speaking.
Speaking.
Kataha.
Kataha.
The topics.
Topics.
Kataha. Translation. Consequently, although his duration of life gradually came to an end, his long life, consisting of a Manvantara era, was not spent in vain. Since he ever engaged in hearing, contemplating, writing down and chanting the pastimes of the Lord. Please repeat. Consequently, although his duration of life gradually came to an end,
his long life,
consisting of a Manvantara era,
was not spent in vain.
Since he ever engaged in hearing,
contemplating,
writing down, and chanting the pastimes of the Lord.
Chanting the pastimes of the Lord.
Purport, Srila Prabhupada. As freshly prepared food is very tasteful, but if kept for 3 or 4 hours, becomes stale and tasteless. So the existence of material enjoyment can endure as long as life is fresh, but at the fag end of life, everything becomes tasteless. And everything appears to be vain and painful. The life of Emperor Svayambhuva Manu, however, was not tasteless. As he grew older, his life remained as fresh as in the beginning because of his continued Krishna consciousness. The life of a man in Krishna consciousness is always fresh. It is said that the sun rises in the morning and sets in the evening, and its business is to reduce the duration of everyone's life. Is that Ayur or something? Raghunath Prabhu? The sloka? Ayur something? Pumsam? The rising and setting of the sun takes away the life of those who are not engaged in glorifying the Lord. but the rising setting of the sun does not take away the life of one who is engaged in glorifying Krishna. From Srimad Bhagavatam. Surprised you don't know that sloka. Famous sloka. But the sunrise and sunset cannot diminish the life of one who engages in Krishna consciousness. Svayambhuva Manu's life did not become stale after some time, for he engaged himself always in chanting about and meditating upon Lord Vishnu. He was the greatest yogi because he never wasted his time. It is especially mentioned here, Vishnu Korvato Bruvataha Katha. When he talked only of Krishna and Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. When he heard something, it was about Krishna. When he meditated, it was upon Krishna and his activities. It is stated that his life was very long, 71 yugas. One yuga is completed in 4,320,000 years. 71 of such yugas is the duration of the life of a Manu. And 14 such Manus come and go in one day of Brahma. For the entire duration of his life, 4,320,000 times 71 years, Manu engaged in Krishna consciousness by chanting, hearing, talking about and meditating upon Krishna. Therefore his life was not wasted, nor did it become stale. Ayata yamastasya san yama svantarayapanaha shrinvato jayato vishno karvato bhuvatakataha. Consequently, although his duration of life gradually came to an end, his long life, consisting of a manvantara era, was not spent in vain. Since he was ever engaged in hearing, contemplating, writing down and chanting the pastimes of the Lord. One who is born, death is certain. One who is dead, birth is certain. So, Krishna conscious movement is meant for solving this problem of birth and death. And it is described as the Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vijabhadu Jivanam, as the life of all education, as the spreading the rays of the benediction moon. It's the life of all transcendental knowledge. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for this, particularly for this Kali Yuga. Prayanal payasa sabya kala vasmin yugejana mandasa manda matayo manda bhagya hi upadrita. Men in this age are short-lived. So they have, everyone has short lives. And generally we're wasting our lives because we're lazy, unlucky, misguided and always disturbed. And this is the general condition of all of us in this Kali Yuga. And but there is one advantage in Kali Yuga, and that is described Kaler Dosai Nidai Rajan Astiye Mukham Ahangunaha Kirtina Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Param Bhajet. Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, ocean of problems, difficulties, distractions. But there's one great advantage, and that's simply by taking to the Sankirtan movement, as described here. Manu was shown an example of a Krishna conscious Grihastha devotee, because he had a particularly long life, not a Kali Yuga life. His life was very extensive. But as far as my understanding is, that I could be corrected here, that every creature lives for 100 years. And of course his life also seems short. no matter who you are, that time is passing inevitably, and no one can stay the passage of time. We're helpless before Krishna and his form as eternal time. Everybody's helpless. Everybody's insignificant. Everybody becomes wretched as we gradually dwindle. All living beings go through 6 different stages: birth, growth, maintenance, reproduction, dwindling, finally death. But this is the influence of time. And, but still, the passage of time can be transcended by this Krishna consciousness movement. Actually, only the body is subject to time. Body has a beginning and an end. The body reproduces. The body dwindles, the body dies. But of course, we're not this body. We are the passenger in the body. And for the soul, there is neither birth nor death. Nor having once been, does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, everlasting, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain. Everybody knows this sloka, I think. Najayate mriyate vakadachin ayambhut babhavata vanabhuya ajonicha sasvato yamparana ahanyate hanimane sharire. So actually, human form of life is meant for realizing this. But unfortunately, or fortunately in one sense, but unfortunately in a general sense, nobody knows about this. And the whole of this society is misdirected and is heading again for a repetition of birth and death. Most people people who live in the mode of, leave the body in the mode of passion, they may take a human birth. Those leaving the body, leave the body in mode of ignorance, tamagun. They may have to take animal or insect birth. Those who leave the body in the mode of goodness, they may go to heavenly planets. But generally speaking, everybody is going to go through this whole program again. Repetition of birth and death. Therefore, this Krishna conscious movement is offering the only solution: Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vijabhadu Jivanam. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is risen just like the shining sun. Krishna Svadharma Pagate Dharma Gyanaribi Saha Halo Nashta Dishamesha Purana Ka Tunodita. The Srimad Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun, has risen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in this age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So therefore, this is our heritage, our family business, so to speak, of this, especially of our Sampradaya, coming from the 6 Goswamis, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Nikos Srila Prabhupada. He's made it his central point of focus, Prabhupada, to publish these books and to leave them for us to distribute all over the world. Because these books are the transcendental light for this Kali Yuga. There's no other hope that people can grasp. There's no other solution to Kali Yuga. As Kali Yuga, things become more and more degraded. The end of Kali Yuga, we learn in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto, 11th or 12th canto, that men will only have even shorter lives, 25 years, they'll be considered an old man. But still, the truth still stands that however short one's life or long one's life is, that if one takes up the process recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is hearing, chanting about the personality of Krishna, then the life will not be wasted. Life will be just a stepping stone, an opportunity to enter the eternal spiritual world. So that is the purpose of our service in Krishna Consciousness Movement, is to allow people the opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and read Srimad Bhagavatam, live by the instructions in Srimad Bhagavatam, and in this way make their lives perfect. So this is the Sankirtan movement, and it's a great opportunity for us. In a sense, our problems are solved because we've taken shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, pure devotees, and the deities of Radha Landanishwara. Already we're protected from Maya. And now we can spend the rest of our life to try and figure out how to make plans, how to give the same mercy that we've got to other people. This is the mission which we have. Every one of us is to cooperate to spread the Sankirtan movement in whatever way we can. We may not be very great devotees, but if we assist in the preaching of the great devotees, then automatically we get the credit. And of course, who can be greater than Srila Prabhupada in his effort to save the conditioned souls? So this is our credit, that we're assisting spiritual master and disciples of the spiritual master. We're all assisting Srila Prabhupada's mission, that his desire will come true. And his desire is that Lord Chaitanya's prophecy will come true, that in every town and village of the world people will dance and chant and sing the holy names of Krishna. Recently I saw some very nice photographs in of the Sankirtan in Leningrad. There was the Leningrad Square. It was a big something like Trafalgar Square, but much bigger. And there are all the devotees right in the middle, Panchatattva. And then the fire sacrifice. And right in the middle of Leningrad Square, everybody chanting Hare Krishna. So this is very amazing. At Leningrad Square was the center of where the communist movement had spread all over the world. And there we see Sankirtan movement is catching a light there. Devotees enthusiastically chanting and singing, taking up Krishna consciousness. This shows the potency of the message that Prabhupada is passing down, that we're distributing all over the world. Particularly, I believe it was about 71, 72, no, a little later. The BBT had its first book, was in the book fair in Moscow, International Book Fair. And the BBT devotees went there. Of course, Prabhupada went there earlier, visited for a few days. But the book centered Soviet Union at that time, the time of the International Book Fair. So since then, of course, there's been another revolution in the Eastern Europe. And so therefore we have the medicine to destroy the illusion of Maya, His holy name, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna consciousness process, devotional service. So then we should taste it very deeply and very seriously, process of Krishna consciousness, and then we should prepare ourselves to give it to others. Srimad Bhagavatam Grantharaj ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Questions, please.
This is the same thing on the flame.
Yeah, explains here. He has a duration of life 4,320,000 years times 71 years. But as a devotee, of course, he wasn't on the material plane. He was always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So in that sense, he was not on the material plane. He's a great devotee. Just his life was longer than ours, so. But we shouldn't say that he's on the material plane. Clearly, he's a Krishna conscious devotee. First year. Well, you see, in every 4,320,000 years, there's a cycle of four yugas. Kali Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Satya Yuga. Those four yugas added together, the duration of time, come to 4,320,000 years. It's called a Divya Yuga. So 71 of those, they're repeating themselves. So 71 of those makes up the duration of the life of Manu. So in other words, 71 Kali Yugas. Manu goes through 71 Kali Yugas.
Why, since God rules everything, call it some kind of or lemon. Manu could do.
But others can't. I can't even concentrate for a few seconds. What is the reason? Only he could do. Others can't. Well, I don't think that we should think that only he can do. Because we can see so many devotees are doing all over the world. Even though we're very unqualified, not like Manu. Manu is very great personality. And we can think that our backgrounds were very degraded. But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is especially for this age, and we can do. Of course it may be difficult for us, but opportunity is there. The association of devotees is there, that we can actually do this process. It's not impossible. It's definitely not impossible. We shouldn't become discouraged because it's difficult. What is the difficulty? To chant Hare Krishna and dance and sing, take nice prasadam, read these nice books, try and give them to others. Krishna is within our heart. He's a super soul. So, as we progress with this process, then we'll become more and more aware of Krishna. Just like some wood is wet, gradually as we dry the wood, it becomes easier to burn. You know, when we get green wood from the forest, then it's dried in the sun, split open and dried, becomes more and more easy to burn. So, in the beginning, Krishna consciousness, there may be more and more problems. But as we realize Krishna is present within our heart, every one of us is actually part and parcel of Krishna, we're devotees of Krishna at heart, So, Krishna Bali Saiji, Nadia Bahayamuk, Taiva Maya Taradeya Samsaradu. So we've forgotten Krishna, therefore we're suffering, but that can be revived by hearing about Krishna. So take up the process.
Grace or favor,
yeah. Favor is there. Just like you're getting the favor now. You're coming and you're listening. This is the favor. Otherwise, why would you be here if you hadn't got the favor? You're asking such nice questions, which means you've definitely got the favor.
My question is, God, whether a person has got to make effort, does it depend on Krishna or me? Why does it not happen to individual? And you mentioned about life. Is there any difference between consciousness?
Just like we go to college, we try and get the degree. So we try and get the degree. We do our sadhana, we try. But we're always praying and hoping that we'll be given the degree without trying. Honorary degree. May happen. The creeper may happen. But all of a sudden we be knocked on the head or something and we go and we see Krishna. But until that time we have to try. Work hard. Chant our rounds. Take prasadam. Serve the devotees. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
You know, something comes to Krishna consciousness. In Maharashtra, due to previous activities, somehow in devotional service. Now, some people get Krishna's mercy. Somehow or other, they hear Krishna became a holy man. What is that based on? Is it based on some previous activity? Or is there such thing as this mercy?
Yeah, there's causeless mercy.
So why does
there's completely causeless mercy.
So why does one person get this causeless mercy and somebody else doesn't?
How can I say it's causeless?
So is it based on karma
somehow
or other, or is it just causeless?
Well, the two things there are devotees that have performed some agyata sukriti, some unknown spiritual activity in their previous life, and so that they're picking up from their previous position, or they're being given another chance by the arrangement of Krishna, by the arrangement of the super soul, Krishna's bringing them to give them another chance to pick up. We wouldn't say that's causeless. But even then, we have to admit there must be causeless mercy. If Krishna wants to benedict somebody, Lord Chaitanya wants to distribute this holy name to even people who are worthless, who have no, who are completely sinful, then Lord Chaitanya can do. We can do. That's why when we go on Sankirtan, we should think, now I'm representing the causeless mercy of Krishna. I may walk into this butcher's shop, or I may give a book to this person, and he may take, and his whole destiny may change. Whole destiny of the world may change. This is actually the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Everyone can see this world is heading for destruction, right now especially. But causeless mercy is there, in the form of these books. This is causeless mercy. When we give out these books, it's creating an explosion which can change the karma of the whole world. These are different kind of bombs. And these are causeless mercy bombs. We cannot think who we give, stop and ask, excuse me, sir, tell me this, tell me, tell me this, and then we say, okay, take a book. No. We just stop somebody. Excuse me, please, this is for you. We don't know who it is. Maybe the biggest demon from all over the three worlds is getting a book and he's doing some devotional service.
But from one point of view, somebody will get told his blessing, somebody else wouldn't. So could you say somehow that it's based on some kind of karma? The ultimate is the reason for it.
Well, Krishna is in everyone's heart. And he's arranging the wanderings of the living entities. So we don't say chant. We can never say chant. Not a blade of grass moves without the arrangement of the Lord. Yes, please enlighten us finally. Give the definitive answer.
Isn't it helpful? We have a tendency to see things in terms of time and space. So because it's mercy, the Lord comes to all the suffering of the material world is also because it's mercy. Everything causes mercy of the Lord. And it's all arranged in order to gradually wake up the soul. And all souls will eventually and gradually be woken up. So to say that one person's not thinking of Krishna consciousness now in this point in time, and another point in person is, and therefore one is seeking the causes of mercy of the Lord and one is not, is not actually correct. That is a defective division. It's a materialistic way of thinking. Causes mercy of the Lord is all the way. It's going on constantly. It's going to be given to every living being. But some are receptive to it, and some are not. Just like the sun, Prabhupada used an example. The sun is shining everywhere. But sometimes within there's a configuration within the energy that there's a cave. The sun doesn't go. That means that there's no receptivity. But the Lord's kind, he keeps giving the cause of bliss in the form of miseries, in the form of annoying devotional service, Maharaj is explaining, so that eventually they become distant. Then they wake up. Everyone is receiving the cause of bliss.
But then why are we going to Sankirtana?
That's good. I
think that's.
That's one of the ways. Some of his reciprocation is making people receptive, and another reciprocation is giving the actual juice. You can't say one is mercy and one is not mercy.
But then some people are receptive at this present time than others. Why is that? Is that because they're not ready? Is that because they haven't come to that plane? That gives them.
Because they don't desire it enough.
Which also indicates there's some kind of hunger.
No. It's based on previous contact with devotional service, unknowing.
Yeah, but some people unknowingly get it, some people unknowingly don't.
No. Everyone gets it eventually.
But not at the same time.
That's what he's saying. Everyone gets it. Therefore, there's different incarnations.
But there's also the hand of the devotees involved. It's up to the devotees for us to deliver the causeless mercy. It's not that it's happening without any personal intervention. It's up to us to interfere with the destiny of the living beings. Mahavishnu, Prabhu?
There is one condition Krishna has placed in Bhagavad Gita, and that is evam satat yuktaya bhutam priti bhuvanam. Those who do this, those who are guided to do this, evam satat yuktaya, always engaged in devotional service, then it's very easy to get for them. Those who don't do, or those who ignore it, then how can they get?
My first question involved this particular part. How is to say some kind of law? But Krishna is free from every law, as he has seen. He can do anything. As you say, some intervention is necessary. One question, if I could use the correct word, I'm not sure. The will of an individual is how the will starts, that is one of the important issues which can bring something wrong. Call it intellect, call it willingness, call it. You may say we are giving God to this mercy, doing this thing, but to what extent? Who knows? Krishna knows. We can say, everybody is getting this message, is not receptive. That's one way of interpretation also. We don't know.
Okay, thank you very much.
You have a question, Madhavi?
This is that I think because Krishna knows our past, present, and future, so according to it, we decide what we should.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Krishna is guiding. Yes. 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 He's keeping stock of where our spiritual position is, and he's giving us a chance to make further advancement, or to receive a book, or come to the temple.
So, in that sense, everybody is getting Krishna's mercy, but we're all different levels.
Yes.
Everybody's getting it constantly.
Yes.
Getting it in different ways.
Yes.
And that's Krishna's will. And that's what makes it constant. The whole cosmic manifestation is going on out of Krishna's consciousness. To give it the chance to finish the soul. So, come in contact with him is in the form of the incarnation of pure devotees and his transcendental mercy. So therefore everything is cut as Krishna's consciousness. It's all being enacted by him.
So what is the concept of karma then?
That's a covering. That's covering the soul and allowing the soul to forget. But the soul is always Krishna conscious within, underneath.
It's the point is that those there is a degree where karma comes in, because those who are very pious have good material assets, then they, especially they get a chance to take up Krishna consciousness. But in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't actually consider who is pious and who is impious. He distributes freely to everyone. There's a mercy in this age, special mercy in this age. Yeah, and it's Kali Yuga. But Chaitanya doesn't stop to consider.
But it's important, though, Maharaj, to point out that it's not that karma, the pious activity, is the cause of devotional service. Mm. Only devotional service is the cause of devotional service. So even if a person is very pious by doing karma activities, unless he comes in contact, somehow or other,
the
devotee is doing pure devotional service, connected with his intention. And he can't pick it up, he can't. His bhakti is not awake. As Maharaj was saying, just like a fire, when it comes into a piece of wood, it comes in contact with another piece of wood, which is on fire, then it can be a fire. So maybe the pious activities can help to dry out the wood.
It's an incentive.
It's within the dry water. It dries, like as Maharaj was saying, it's drying wood, so that when it comes in contact with the fire, then it comes out. So all the new days are getting an opportunity, just as far as making the point that when we go and chant on Oxford Street, people don't know what's happening. They're just chanting into their ears. And now, just in a few short years, 10, 15, 20 years, the whole world knows about Krishna. Something. I've heard something. The name of Krishna is household word. Whereas before, no one heard. So no one can say, you know, the consciousness of the words that flow through. It's just that some know it, some don't, and you have to accumulate this unknowing emotional service when they're qualified and accepted to take it up locally.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.